Kunal, you have a cable guy? I'm not talking about Jim Carrey.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, ask him to take your cable off for a month.
Actually, no, I'll get hooked onto the Olympics.
Ah! And yes, a precious day for all us Indians out here. Recording this blog, me and Kunal being Indians, I'm Arjun Rishi Kapoor, that's Kunal Shah. We both talk about Formula One, but very happy to report that Gagan Narang from India, 10-meter air rifle event, got the bronze medal for us. Very well done. That opens the tally for India, so well done. Woo! Gagan.
Gagan it is.
The man's name has gun in it. Gagan. He had to win the bronze.
Because it's a very touchy topic for the Indian Formula One fans.
Tell me about it.
I don't know what was ESPN doing by not communicating to the fans that they're not going to broadcast the qualifying session.
I know, no pre-race event, no post-race conferences. It just felt so empty.
Yes, it did. But you know, again, I'm talking more from a brand, more from a company perspective.
Correct.
You've got 25 million viewers for Formula One in India as per their stats.
Hmm.
At least you'd send out a message saying, sorry, people, we're not going to be broadcasting.
Yeah, yeah.
Some kind of communication. I mean, people were all over, you know, wondering when the hell is Formula One going to start.
Instead, they showed some people in petty pants cycling in some glasses. So, I'm not a big fan of that. We're coming back to winning gold, and going for gold was Hamilton. Hamilton, the man, mature driver. Hamilton, matured. I never thought I'd say it in the same sentence. Got his stars together. Strategy was question mark all the way. Very nice, very nicely executed.
So plan B worked for Lewis Hamilton.
And not for Button. Plan B meant screw Button. So why do you think McLaren would do that to Button? It was so clear. He would be stuck up behind slower cars. It's not an easy track to overtake. And he just rubbed off his tires. Wasn't going anywhere.
I would love to be a fly on the wall when the McLaren debrief with Jenson Button would have happened. Because I'm certain he asked the same questions to his engineer.
Weber got penalized in a similar way. A, my first point is, Vettel and Weber were on absolutely opposite strategies. Medium, medium, hard, and then hard, hard, medium, and then something else. And I don't know what happened there.
You know, for Vettel, I think they tried the obvious. Like, I think Schumacher tried in Valencia as well.
Ah.
Where they pitted for new tyres, hoping the others go off the cliff. And, you know, they asked Vettel to put qualifying laps. And he could. I mean, if you saw the onboard footage. Okay. As for Weber, I think it was just a tyre choice that the driver possibly made and the engineers backed him with.
On Christmas, they get a separate card from Alonso saying, thank you so much. Hola amigos, I got the extra points.
Yeah, you know, it's surprising because Alonso will be a happy man entering into the mid-season break.
With a 40-point lead.
I know, Vettel and Weber didn't score. Hamilton scoring, Raikkonen scoring doesn't really bother,
correct,
you know, Alonso as much yet. But a 40-point lead means he's going to be sleeping so well all through the mid-season break.
But actually, Red Bull did not sleep because there was some huge bang heard in the...
Yeah, I know. I read some stuff on Twitter as well, but no confirmed reports, no unconfirmed reports as well.
No
so
fires, nothing at all.
Probably one of the drivers...
Threw a helmet at the engineer. Take the extra tire, I don't need it. But coming back to a word you use, the word was Kimi Raikkonen. I love that man. I am in total awe of that individual.
I know. I mean, so cool and calm and composed. And even when, you know, the curse was not working at the start of the season, at the start of
the race,
I just loved the way his voice sounded even on the, you know, the team to car, pit to car radio.
My curse not working. My curse not 40% curse not work. It was very funny. But what is more important is how could he make his second tire last so long? And at the end of it, he had all those fastest laps reserved in that tire. Brilliantly done by Kimi.
The Iceman cometh, as they call it. But I loved the exit that he had and how he threw Grosjean off the circuit. Great stuff.
But great racing. Great amount of respect for both of them. Grosjean clearly knows he's the second man. He takes a position. conserves his gearbox, if I may say it that way. And moves on with the race.
But you know, not bad a result for him. He was on the podium again. P3 is what he got. Great number of points for Lotus. I mean, phenomenal for the Constructors
and Championship. How cool that Lotus is one Renault-powered team that does not need to cheat with engine mapping and still do well.
So as we speak, they're third in the championship and they are just 1 point behind McLaren.
That is phenomenal amount of...
But the question still is, will they ever win a race? And I can tell you, Hungary was possibly one of their best chances to win.
But what also I've heard is, they had some updates which they have not tested on the car.
Yes.
McLaren has tested all their updates. So for the next race, Lotus is probably the only team on grid arriving with update.
Yeah, it'll be great to see their updates work. They're trying some new double DRS system and a new diffuser, etc. And anything to see a Raikkonen on the center of the podium.
brilliant. Sauber, the team that wasn't noticed too much, I don't even think they raced, just like Vitaly Petrov, I don't think they were anywhere.
Sauber's always tried to, you know, do a pit stop less and, you know, try and make some positions. I don't think it worked in Hungary. But overall, it was not the best race for a lot of midfield teams except for Bruno Senna and your good friend Maldonado.
I am going to take his side this time. I'll tell you something. I don't think Maldonado should have actually been penalized. I think it was still a racing incident. He wasn't too harsh. I mean, usually he is, but he wasn't this time.
I think it was reputation preceding the driver, to be very honest. After so many races of having issues and banging into people, I think the stewards decided to probably teach him a lesson.
Yeah, I'll give you that nod because I thought yellow cards became a red card this time. But there's this one man that I really love. His name is Michael Schumacher. Race to forget. I mean,
worst possible race. I have probably seen most of his races and I can't remember something as worst as this.
Okay, now this is what he says. On the start-finish line, on the grid, he did not have telemetry. So he didn't know. He thought the engine was overheating. He shut it down for some yellow light reasons, some safety reasons. But there are some people who say he was in the wrong starting slot. Now, little clarifications on what happens when.
We've not heard anything officially from either the FIA or the team. The bad luck, of course, is we had one racing lap less, which probably a Raikkonen or a Vettel could have used to their benefit. But coming back to Schumacher, the rules would then say he has to start from the pit lane, and that's what he did.
I don't know when he ended up speeding in the pit lane. This was maybe...
That was when he came in the first lap itself to take on
the medium tyre. Ah, that way. Race to forget. Nico didn't do any well either. I think Mercedes should just quit. Maybe concentrate on the next year's car, get out of F1, do DTM, which they are good at. I'm a little disappointed.
They should do all of that after renewing Michael's contract for 2 years.
I like this man. He is so positive. I really, really like it. I guess we are going to be heading into a little lull sort of period. As far as Formula One is concerned, they're on a vacation.
But we are not. I would like to see you next Monday itself. We need to do a recording and we need to give people the F1 dope they want.
Yes. What happens usually in a break like that? What are the teams allowed to do? What are they not allowed to do? How does the FIA keep a check on it? Back end of the Formula One, behind the scenes. All of that covered and more. A look up to Spa, which is our favorite track. Michael has been very successful there. I'm not sure if Mercedes can do that for him. But we're looking forward for your company very soon. Till then, you can keep writing to us, keep pinging us. You'll see a small little link below this audio where you can ask us a question or two. Very happy to ask that. And my question to Kunal is, do you think the race was boring?
Next question.
Do you think Kimi should have won?
Certainly.
This somewhere we both.
But like Kimi said, he would need 20 more laps to overtake Hamilton.
You mean 20 more laps? 20 more laps.